This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Well, hello there. I'm out here with my bare feet on the bare earth. And I'll start today's podcast by telling you about the first thing that I saw when I woke up. It's the cover art today. I've had these curtains for probably 6 years. They've been in two different homes. I thought I was pretty familiar with them. I love them. I was finishing my sleep out on the couch because Finn needed to finish his sleep in my bed, and I went to find more peace to sleep. Will's better at sleeping around a squiggling, teeth-grinding child. I would just watch them both in bed, and so I wanted to sleep, so I went out to the couch, got a few winks, and I kind of forgot that I was on the couch. And when I opened my eyes, turned my head a little toward the light, I saw a dancer. A tree. Can you see the dancer in the cover art? I've let my dance classes develop organically, overused now, isn't it? But, you know, bloom like a flower. Because I used to have the Zumba hat on, right? I used to be a Zumba instructor because I needed to be told what to do. So I knew it was good and right. And now I know to be good, to feel good, to be, quote, right. I don't really use those words either. Right, wrong, good, bad.
Hi, Crow.
The crows greeted us when we came home from the campground yesterday. It was really cool. I gave them a little snack.
And now you're back. I don't have any snacks right now.
Look around. There's plenty. There is abundance if we look around. Anyway, back to my dance classes. I every class now talk about how we are all trees and we grow roots through our feet and our hands and even our tailbones, and we twist our trunks and we stretch our branches. We don't strain, we just think about what if our branches could touch both sides of the room. I talk about how every tree is different, even the same kinds of trees, every single tree is different. And the forest never gets it wrong. You don't look at a tree and go, oh, look at that tree. See that tree? There are even, maybe I've said this before, but I really, really love this tree because It was cut down, but it's in an old forest, and these old trees and the fungi decided that that cut tree was going to live. And so there's a tree that has a tree stump that has bark completely around it, and it is alive because the forest is keeping it alive, because it's a tree and it's here and it's connected and it's perfect and it's safe even when it got cut down. Very cool. Very cool forest. And I talk about how sometimes our branches break, and that's where the knots form. And that's where the tree is the strongest. So, every class we are dancing trees. And I take my glasses off in the beginning of class and usually remind the dancers, now you really look like trees because you're all blurry. We all just look like trunks and branches to me, so let's go. How cool for me to open my eyes and see that today. Something that's been in front of me for 6 years. In different ways, I've never seen the dancing tree right in front of me. We're all slowly stepping into our new lives. Some of us are more unsure and wobbly than others. I'm feeling pretty actually wobbly and unsure even. I'm feeling shaken, but maybe I was shaken really hard like a week ago. So, okay, my life. Okay, snow globe. You take a snow globe and shake it. So a week ago, shake it. Shake it. I couldn't see anything. I was in a storm, had no clue who was in there with me, had an idea, don't know what it's going to look like when it's clearing. I don't know. Holy moly. You're safe and held. You're not going to fall out of the snow globe. Scenery is going to change. Storm's going to go through. I don't know how long it's going to take for it to clear. But the storm is clearing, but I still feel like I just got shook. Shook. And everything's a little cloudy and I still can't quite see, and things are still landing. Pieces are still landing and shifting, and I don't know what my new life is going to look like. And of course, it's just going to change anyway. So I'm not going to focus on what my new life is going to look like unless I'm just daydreaming about the future and, you know, tweaking the dream of the future. Always, always, always milk the dream of the future. Think about it. Get excited for it. Tweak it. And know that life will deliver it to you at your true address. Go back 2 episodes if you don't know what I'm talking about. I think today's episode 70, so I think episode 68, we talked about everything you've ever wanted and how it's waiting for you at your actual address. And how you can always find it. It's never too far away. Just turn inward. So, I am doing a lot of breathing and just coming back to center and coming right back to the now. I'm right here, right now, with you and the birds. And right now I'm looking at my rocks. I really love my rocks. And I'm thankful. So that helps. I'm not someone who wakes up with coffee and the news. That would suck for me. For me. Much better for my tummy and my whole body for me to come out here in the fresh air, connect with the earth, hear the birds, look at the rocks, journal with my words to you, share it, broadcast my signal, connect with my heart, breathe. What are you doing? What's your intention? Why are you doing it? I hope it's to feel better. Yesterday we went to play at the campground with our friends, with our family. I mean, come on. And we're just nurturing ourselves in each moment and finding joy. And yes, feeling anxious and becoming scared and getting frustrated. I heard someone say yesterday, happily ever after only works if you're living for about 3 more minutes. And they're right. You know, I am perceived as a happy person, and I am probably the happiest person that I know. But I mean, I'm also kind of the saddest person I know, and maybe the scaredest person I know, but also maybe the strongest person I know. Really, I'm just getting to know myself most, so I know me most. But people look at me and they think I'm very happy and I have all this energy and I'm very positive, and you know, and I appreciate that, and all of that is within me, but I'm everything. I'm everything everywhere all at once, just like you. The weather never stops. So yeah, it might be LA, hot and sunny, hot and sunny, hot and sunny. But it doesn't stop. And the weather out there can get pretty crazy, can't it? It's not all about the hot and sunny, hot and sunny. It's not all about avoiding the rain, right? Avoiding the rain can be scary. I have a friend who recently said goodbye to her pup. Her dog's off to her next life. Probably reemerged already, from what I hear about this dog. I'm guessing she has reemerged already and she's off to make the world a better place. I told my friend, empty the buckets. We've talked about that here too. Don't avoid the rain. Cry. If you have an urge to cry, I want you to cry. Every single time. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. Cry. I didn't for decades. And all that water got really heavy. So, a little reminder. Make sure we're emptying the buckets as they come. So we were going to the campground yesterday and I was looking around for my favorite shorts. It's sometimes embarrassing to say this. I have a pair of $100 shorts. I've had them as long as the curtains, so they're well worth it, okay? And they don't cut in. Oh my gosh, they're really magical. They're so magical. And I wanted my magical shorts and I couldn't find my magical shorts. And where are my $100 shorts? And, all the times that I wear the shorts specifically for specific things, and I'm like, oh boy. So, I let go, and I didn't think about it. And then, I was in my room, and I wanted to find my $100 shorts, and so I decided I will go through each and every item of clothing that's not on a hanger. I will reorganize and hopefully find my shorts. So I went through the shorts. You know, they were not in there, you know. And I went through my leggings and I found a bra I've been looking for forever. I mean, you know, it's not going to look like everybody else's bras, right? It's really just a piece of fabric, but I call it a bra, okay? There's no clasps or wires or anything. It's not a contraption. It's comfortable. But I've been looking for it. For a while. And I found that. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I found this t-shirt that I've been looking to wear to dance for a while. Oh my gosh. And then I found a bonus t-shirt I completely forgot about. My friend, my t-shirt friend, yes, bought me this awesome t-shirt. I'll wear it to dance on Tuesday. So I found that. What a bonus. So I was like literally given a gift again yesterday. Woo, new t-shirt. Love it. No $100 shorts. So I organized my leggings and put them away. And when I did my sweatpants, which are, I'm wearing sweatpants right now. Any chance I get, I put sweatpants on. I really, really love sweatpants. I went through my sweatpants and I decided to let go of two pair. Ah, feels good to let go. But no $100 shorts. I went through my long sleeve t-shirts, went through my short sleeve t-shirts. No $100 shorts. Went through the little bathing suit drawer. And PJs. And tank tops. No $100 shorts. It's not about the $100. They're just my favorite. And for me, $100 seems like a lot of money to spend on shorts, and they're worth it. They're just the creme of my creme, you know. Of my shorts collection. They rise to the top, and I wanted to scoop off the cream and wear them. Please. But I still was letting go in each moment and just realizing I may not find the shorts. I'm going to keep looking. I may not find them, but look at all the lovely things I am finding. Maybe the shorts went missing so I could find the t-shirt I'm going to wear to dance on Tuesday. That tickles me and will tickle others. And the bra I've been looking for forever. And I got rid of a couple pairs of sweatpants, which I like. Weeding the garden, right? And so, you know, I decided to dump out all my socks and organize them because I have kind of too many in my sock drawer and they're all smooshed in. I have to kind of paw through, and even though I really don't wear a lot of socks, since I'm in it, let's just do it, right? So I took some time and I loved my socks. Got rid of some of those too, passed them on. And then at the very end, I just briefly pulled open the underwear drawer and pulled out my $100 shorts. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know how I didn't see them whenever I grab on. I don't know. But they're right there. At the very end, in the very last place, in the smallest drawer that I have. That I think they wouldn't even fit in there. I've just got a few pair of underwear in there. It's a teeny tiny drawer. So, thank you to me or Will, whoever put the shorts away with my underwear. Because I organized my clothes, I weeded my garden, I downsized just a bit. I found three items. One I didn't even know I was looking for. And then I found my shorts. So I guess total of four items I found. Well, and I found an extra pair of socks, but we all know I don't really need an extra pair of socks. I have too many and I don't wear them often. I trust life. I trust life. Something that has gone missing and I cried when I found out is still missing, and I'm okay with it. Is my brother's Bible. I'm not a religious person, right? But I do have a couple Bibles. One's my mom's, one's my brother's. My brother's is really marked up and has bookmarks and stuff from him. His used, well used Bible. My brother was a really cool, tall dude. And when he went to high school, it wasn't a Christian high school. And there's a story of people would take his Bible off of his desk and throw it. Right? And he would get up, pick it up and sit down. He was strong and he did martial arts and was like over 6 feet tall. Gorgeous. And he got up and picked up his Bible and sat down. So I love that Bible. I went out back to get it and it's not there. And I like to organize my stuff. My books are organized. It's just not there. It's just a gaping void on the top shelf. And I had this like, where is this? Where is this? Who took this? What's going on? Why is this gone? I want this now. This was months ago. I can still kind of bring up that feeling. My eyes are misty, but I'm not breaking over it. I trust life. I don't know where it is. I'm not supposed to know where it is right now. If and when it comes back to me, what an amazing moment. If it's somewhere else, it's doing its job. I don't need anything. I'm pretty sure all I need to do is keep breathing if I want to stay. You don't need anything except to breathe if you want to stay. And the Carolina Wren is requesting a cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Sometimes the Carolina Wren orders extra cheese. I've done it before on the podcast. It goes cheeseburger, 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 cheese. Cheeseburger, 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 cheese. But I guess today no extra cheese. Good call. Good call. I hear casein likes to help cancer cells grow. We'll skip the extra cheese today. Me and you, Carolina Wren. I appreciate it. So I'm not kidding. I'm going to go easy on the dairy today. If I'm called towards like cheese, I can't think of much else dairy that I would be interested in. But I'll say, nah, I'm not going to do the extra cheese today because the Carolina Wren is skipping it. And I trust the Carolina Wren. And I'm not kidding. So take that. And if you have concerns for me, you can go to truthpunkpodcast.com and send me a message. truthpunkpodcast.com. I've got two robins right in front of me hopping on my lawn very happily. Well, I'm guessing. They just look happy. And they're both leading with their heart. It's what I see most, right? The red-breasted robin. So that's you and I right now. Your heart, my heart. I'm going to touch mine. Put your hand on yours. Do it. And let's connect. Send your heart energy to me. I'm sending mine to you. Like a beam of light. Come on, just send it up and it'll find its way to me. And I'll send mine up and it'll find its way to you. Me and you, the robins. Leading with our hearts. Oh, so close to me. Hi. Hopped on the tree. Oh. I'm going to say goodbye and I'll see you tomorrow and I'll try to snap a shot of this robin in the tree right in front of me. Maybe it'll be tomorrow's cover art. Maybe it'll just be a wonderful moment for me to soak in. I love you.